Deuteronomy chapter 2, here God seems to be encouraging Israel as they go in to drive out the Canaanites and possess the land. And he does it by reminding them that other peoples, Gentile peoples, not the people of promise, have driven out other tribes and taken possession of their areas. There's quite a big theme. Look at verse 12. The Horites lived in Seir earlier, but the children of Esau took them over and destroyed them and lived in their place. So, verse 20, another area, this also is accounted a land of Rephaim, that is, giants. Rephaim lived there before. A people great and many and tall as the Anakim, but Yahweh destroyed them before them, and they succeeded them and lived in their place. So the children of Lot, we're told, overcame the giants, and God actually helped them. Verse 22, as he did for the children of Esau, who dwell in Seir, when he destroyed the Horites from before them, and they succeeded them and lived in their place to this day, and the Avim, who lived in villages as far as Gaza. The Kaphtorim, who came from Kaphtor, that's pretty well the Philistines, destroyed them and lived in their place. So at least three examples are given. The Philistines, they drove out the people who lived in Gaza and lived there. The children of Esau, or Edom, they drove out the Horites and took their territory. And also the descendants of Lot, that's Moab and Ammon, they came and they drove out Rephaim, giants, etc., and took their land. And God, in fact, helped those people. The argument is, well, if that's what I did for those people, and if people like the Philistines came and did it all in their own strength anyway, how much easier is it for you, my beloved Israel? Because I'm completely with you. So, therefore, the failure of Israel to drive out the tribes in Canaan and their fear of the giants and things like that was all the more reprehensible. So, the lesson you simply take is if people in the world can do the things that they do and against all odds succeed by hard work, faith in their cause, etc., and at times I guess God in his wider picture may even work with some of them to bring about his purpose in a certain way, then how much more is it possible for us? If worldly people can get over drug addiction and alcoholism and achieve amazing goals, if so few at times can stand against so many and can achieve apparently so much against, humanly speaking, impossible odds, then how much more can we? So you look around at the world in which we live and you see people who have no Christian faith doing amazing things, really amazing things. One secular atheist guy takes upon himself to radically revolutionize a poor area in a certain beat-up country or whatever, and the guy goes and does it. And maybe or maybe not, God may or may not be behind the guy working for him or not, we don't know, but the point is, he does it. But what about us? We who have got God's Holy Spirit, we who are his people, we who are seeking to do his will, and we sit there cooped up at home thinking, oh, I can't do that, can't do that, oh, that's a problem, with our sort of problem-based approach. And are we not then just like Israel, thinking, oh, there's giants there with great big walled-up cities, oh, can't do that. And when they get there, you know, they're just happy with a bit of land they grab, and oh, that's it. All right, let the Canaanites live there, and we're not going to destroy them, we're not going to succeed them, we're not going to take over their land. Right, they let us live here for the moment. Okay, we'll just be minimalists. So much more is possible. So if we fear that I don't have the strength, I don't have the resources, well, look at all these other people, secular people, unbelievers. If they can do what they do, so much more is possible for us. If we have the vision, if we have the desire, the faith, the belief in our principle, the belief in our cause, and our cause is the ultimate cause to bring men and women to Jesus Christ, surely God is with us. There is no question. And as I say, this is the tack that God takes here, as recorded in Deuteronomy 2. If they can do it, and in a sense I was with some of these guys, although they were not my people, that they were not directly in the line and family that I was working through, well, how much more you, Israel? And this is a challenge that comes down to us today.